Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, June 4th, 2021. Unemployment Insurance Claims, June 3rd, 2021. Unemployment Claims Weekly News Release. The U.S. Department of Labor, DOL, releases national and state-level unemployment insurance, UI, claims data each Thursday. The report, released on Thursday, June 3rd, 2021, provides preliminary initial claims for the week ending May 29th, 2021, and continued claims for the week ending May 22, 2021. The June 3rd report represents the 63rd weekly release since unemployment claims were first impacted by the economic turmoil resulting from the COVID-19 pandemic. The data set published by the DOL provides two statistics covering the number of unemployment claims each week. The DOL defines the two statistics in the weekly news release as follows: initial claims. An initial claim is a claim filed by an unemployed individual after a separation from an employer. The claimant requests a determination of basic eligibility for the UI program. When an initial claim is filed with a state, certain programmatic activities take place, and these result in activity counts, including the count of initial claims. The count of U.S. initial claims for unemployment insurance is a leading economic indicator because it is an indication of emerging labor market conditions in the country. However, these are weekly administrative data which are difficult to seasonally adjust, making the series subject to some volatility. And continued claims. A person who has already filed an initial claim and who has experienced a week of unemployment then files a continued claim to reclaim benefits for that week of unemployment. Continued claims are also referred to as insured unemployment. The count of U.S. continued claimed is also a good indicator of labor market conditions. Continued claims reflect the current number of insured unemployed workers filing for UI benefits in the nation. While continued claims are not a leading indicator, they roughly coincide with economic cycles at their peaks and lag at cycle troughs, they provide confirming evidence of the direction of the U.S. economy. The table that accompanies this fiscal update article provides U.S. and Iowa initial and continued claims numbers for the most recent report week, as well as the previous week and the same week last year. Please note that the claims reported are actual claims numbers and have not been seasonally adjusted. The claims numbers represent preliminary or advanced reporting, and the numbers are subject to revision the next week. In many instances, the preliminary number for a week is revised lower 1 week later. The right half of Figure 1 highlights initial claims. The week ending May 29, 2021 is past the one-year anniversary of the start of the pandemic's impact on initial unemployment claims, the week ending March 21, 2020. For the week ending May 29, 2021, there were 3,859 initial Iowa claims compared to 6,449 claims the same week last year. A large decrease compared to last year is also shown in initial U.S. claims. Iowa initial claims, Figure 2, for the week ending May 29, 2021, decreased by two claims compared to the previous week and increased 1,708 compared to the normal level of claims. This normal level is the average number of claims for each week for calendar years 2017 through 2019. Over the past 4 weeks, weekly initial claims have averaged 1,556 claims above the normal level. Figure 3 displays the number of Iowa continued claims over each of the past 66 weeks, blue line, with a comparison line that represents the normal pre-pandemic level of continued claims, red line. Figure 3 shows that Iowa continued claims under the regular unemployment program remain noticeably higher this year than a normal year, with claims for the week ending May 22, 2021 exceeding the normal level of claims by 12,455. It is important to note that while declining continued claims may mean that people are returning to work, it also may mean that people have reached the end of their eligibility for regular unemployment benefits. Unemployment insurance statistics indicate that 80,251 final payments for Iowa regular unemployment benefits were issued for the months of April 2020 through April 2021. For the same months the previous year, 20,653 Iowa regular program final payments were issued. DLSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Jeff Robinson, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-4614.